Here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Oh. Tom Hoots.
Yes, you're Tom Hoots. It's the mix. Good morning.
Good morning. We have with us this morning Mayor Greg Bernicke from Panama City. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mayor. And I suspect, knowing you and knowing what's going on, you want to talk about two subjects. One would be the census, which we have to get filled out and get our information back. And the other would be what's going on in your locality with the COVID-19.
Sure. Good to be with you this morning. Thank you for the top of mind awareness.
Yeah. Let's talk about the census first. I know it's the importance of the census is getting buried with the national emergency, but we can't take our eyes off the ball there.
No, that's one thing that you haven't heard delayed. They said, well, you know, we're going to delay your FBI tax return until the 15th of July. You've got all these different things delayed. Everybody is allowing, but no one has said, well, guess what? We're not going to deal with the census now. Wait. So. Mm. They know people are at home, and most people are supposed to be at home. You know, the essentials eventually get home. People are getting their mail. So please, please, please fill out the census. You can do it online. You can call it in. They've already mailed one or two out to people. Eventually, they'll be knocking on doors. Of course, that might get affected by the COVID-19. But very, very important, especially after the event that we had on 10/10/18, that people get the census filled out and sent in. It's simple as can be. It takes just a few minutes, only like 10 questions, and so very important for the funding of money to come to Bay County and Panama City for the next 10 years. And we don't want a 2 to 4 hour event in 2018 to affect the funding that we get for the next 10 years.
No, that would be horrible. We really don't want to force these census takers to walk down the street knocking on doors. It's not good for them, and it's not good for the person they're going to want to talk to. So just be proactive on it and get it done. If you have a phone, you can do it. If you have a computer, you can do it. Or if you just have a mailbox, that's available too. But let's get that out there and get it done so that we don't have to put anybody at risk, you know, coming and searching for us because we didn't do what we should have done.
Well said.
Okay. Tell me one, let's move on to topic number two, which would be how are things going with you guys in the city and how are things going? If you have any information on the hospitals, I as far as I know, there's only one case in the hospital right now of COVID-19.
Right. I think we've had six cases identified, one in Youngstown, one in Lynn Haven, two at the beach, and one in Southport. Mm-hmm. And then there was one gentleman from Texas, mm-hmm. who I believe he's the only one that was hospitalized. So the rest of them that were positive are not hospitalized. So that's a good thing. And haven't heard of any more cases. We're just enforcing encouraging people to non-essential people to stay home, and especially if you have a some type of illness, or if you're 65 or older. It really depends on, you know, the health of the person, but social distancing is so important, and the most important thing is washing your hands incessantly. Anytime you go out of the house, you're going to be touching something. Wear gloves when you go somewhere, but washing your hands and not touching your hands to your face don't help spread it to yourself from wherever you go. We've got to go shopping. We've got to go get groceries. There are things that we absolutely have to do, but we have to think about the fact that this thing is so contagious, and that even if, you know, we've only got the number of cases that we got here, we still have to be very, very cognizant of that, and it needs to be on our minds all the time, just to be, you know, just kind of like you got the flu. And one of the things that this is teaching us is, you know, we lose 40,000 people a year at the flu average in the United States. If we practiced what we're practicing now, whereas, you know, if someone is sick, don't go to school, don't go to church, don't go to work, maybe we'd cut that in half. It's just something now that is really, really plaguing a few hot spots in the United States. We don't want it to spread any more than it spread, and we just need to be very, very careful.
Yeah. If you're careful, if you social isolate properly, and if you wash your hands, don't touch your face, and treat everybody like, they might have it, so I have to be real careful. This is something that every citizen can do, and that is we can stop this just by how we go through life in the next month or so.
Totally agree.
We can stop this. You don't have to worry about overloading the Bay County hospitals or anything like that. We can stop this. We just have to use common sense and be careful.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for stopping in this morning. You got anything else you'd like to get out there while you have a chance?
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do is help our businesses in the city. And one of the things that people that have businesses, a lot of people are laid off. And so they're immediately going and filing unemployment. According to what I have read and what I've seen from Mnuchin, these people that are being laid off, if the businesses can retain them, even if they have to stay home, they can be retained. They're going to be getting paid for these people for the next 4 months. Supposed to, according to the mm-hmm. and I hate calling it a stimulus package, but it's more of a survival package, that people can still get their pay, and a lot of these businesses that are laying people off don't have to lay them off because they will be getting reimbursed from the government and quickly through their 941 payroll tax report. So let's make sure anybody that's got a business, talk to your accountant or legal advisor, get the skinny on all of that information, because rather than going and filing unemployment, they can still pay people and they'll be able to take credit for it.
Yeah. No, that's a very excellent statement, and if you're using that money, and my understanding is if you're using that money to pay for, mortgage and equipment and payroll, that they will loan you the money, but if you demonstrate you used it in the proper manner, they won't ask for you to pay it back.
Correct. That is as the justification for it. So, mm-hmm. Let's do that. Let's put it where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And that's going to be really important. Other things that we've done in the city, we've taken the utility bills for, say, for example, not utility bills, but garbage bills for businesses that are closed, the bars, we're not going to be charging them for garbage if they can't open. And then restaurants are going to have a lot less garbage because it's only to-go food. So we're going to kind of meter that and make sure that they're not paying the full bore for their garbage in the city if they're not creating so much garbage. Mm-hmm. We don't charge them as much, so we're trying to help that way from the city standpoint, and to make it less of a burden. And let's hope that this stimulus or economic survival money gets out ASAP to the businesses, and certainly faster than some of the FEMA money for debris removal. Get it out faster than that, so that people can start taking care of their employees.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for taking the time out this morning to talk with us. And please don't hesitate. If you have something, get out to let us know here at the station. We'll work on it right away.
We'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Panama City Mayor Greg Berdnicki here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. We're going to take a quick break, Tom.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll take a look at the weather, but we also have County Commissioner Robert Cale coming up on the phone line here later on in the hour, all here on The Mix.